So on the first page in Yerideya, we learn the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that opinion of the Gemara that there is a rov mitzvah mitzvah shechita mumchem. Somebody shechts a behem and he disappears and we don't know whether he knew hilchas shechita or not. So we assume that he knew what he was doing. But l'chatchil, if he's l'faneinu, then we're boidek, and the Ramban explained the rif because it's a mir tamotzoi. Whenever you have a mir tamotzoi, so then there's a chavitz bedikah mid the Rabban. And the Ramban explained that's why you have to be boidek for sirchas. All other treifas, there are so many different treifas, there's 70 treifas. How come you only boidek for the sirchas on the lungs? So he says because the sirchas on the lungs, that's a mir tamotzoi, and everything else is a mir chain of motzoi. Fine. So the way we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch is if the fellow shechta, we're permitted to allow a person to shechta behem even though we don't know if he knows the cheshchita or not, on the smach that we're going to fahar him afterwards, because even if he disappears and we don't fahar him afterwards, b'diavad we can rely on the rubah d'leisa kamon rov mitzvei meitzah shechita mumchem heim. That's the shachs of Kotan Gimel. You can allow him to shech lechatchila and the smach, you're going to be boidik him later on, because the whole bedikah is not miyake b'diyevet. But let's say I'm going to take a knife, this says later in Yerideya, there are many different cases like this. Let's I'm going to, in the fishery, I'm going to take the merchant in the store uses the same knife to cut kosher fish and treifa fish. So let's say he just cut, happens that it's not the case, they don't do it like that. But let's say they would do like that, they're usually very makbid not to cut different kinds of fish with the same knife. For business purposes, they don't want to mix the flavors of the fish. I don't know why. So let's say if they'll cut the treif of fish, and it'll be full of schmaltz from the treif of fish. So would it be permissible lechatchila to cut a kosher fish with the same knife on the smach that you're gonna scrape off all the treif of schmaltz? No, because if you make a mistake, if you forget to do that later on, it'll be also you'll be eating treifas. You're only allowed to rely lechatchila on the fact that you're going to take care of something later on. If you didn't take care of it, it's going to be kosher anyway. But if it's a situation where it's going to asa b'diyevet, then you're not allowed to do l'chatchila something relying on the fact that I'm going to take care of something in the future. So that's the shach gimel. Mutal litan l'chatchila ishan al smach shiv dekenu achash chitim umumche. Why? Because it's not miyake b'diyevet anyway. Because we have the rubah d'leisa kamon, the rubah mitzvah meitzah shchitim umumchim hein. Here the Shach pointed out in Sivkot and Dalid, he's really asking Akasha, how come over here we follow that Rov Mitzvah Meitzah Shechita Mumchem Heim, and there in the end of Bava Kama we paskin that Adam HaMazik is Chayv Bein Mi'oynes Bein Mi'rotzim Bein Mi'shegig Bein Mi'mezid. Adam HaMazik Bo'oynes is Chayv, and Taisus says though Bo'oynes Gomer is Potter. So the Gemara gives an example of Taisus in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach. The first Amid Beis in Perek HaMiniach, there's a long Tosfos. What daf is it? Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Shmuel Amid Bafei Lashana. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Where's that Gemara? The end of Bava Kama. Kuf something. Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Tabachum Meshekilkel. Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. If I give a chicken to a shechet to shecht for me, he should do a good job. And then he makes an avela. So he makes an avela, he's an adam hamazik. What if he's an expert shechet and he makes an avela, one out of 1,000 he makes an avela, he slips. So that's called adam hamazik by his gomer. So we pask him that such a case you would be potter. So let's say there's a dispute between me and the shechet. I say, I never heard that you're such a world's expert in shechting. I don't think that you're an oynes rachmona patria. I think you're a posheya. And the Shechet says, no, I'm the world's biggest expert in shechting chickens, and was a known as Gomer. So you see from the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzadik Tes on the base, they went for a din Torah, the Balabosa gave the chicken to the Shechet, and the Shechet had a fight, is he the world's biggest expert or not? So the Poisek said, I see Raya, the Mumchus L'Tanei Goylis. Bring witnesses who can testify that you're a big expert on shechting Tanei Goylis, and then I'll pat to you. So you see that the burden of proof is on the Shechet. So why don't you say Rov Mitzvah Meitzah Shechita Mumchem Heim? All he has to prove is that he's a mumchen. Here we assume Rov Mitzvah Meitzah Shechita Mumchem Heim. So that's what the Shach says. Ein Chosh Mishpat. That is not the same as over here. Here we say Rov Mitzvah Mumchem Heim, but there Loi Amrina Rov Mitzvah. So the Shach just points out it's a discrepancy. So what's Taka the answer? So we said last week the Teres from Rav Blazer tells her that Rav Tzvi Pesel Frank quotes that the word mumcha means has a different meaning. Here it means he knows all the dinim, he knows how to shecht. There it means he's the world's biggest expert in shechting chickens. That's not the same thing, it's a different pirush amila. So I thought that was the obvious pshat. So Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank says that nobody seems to assume like Rab Lezer tells it. You look in the Prima Godim here, he also doesn't assume. He doesn't think that's the answer. I don't know why. So the Prima Godim says, what's the answer? What's the answer to the Shach's Kasha? So he says, the answer is that here we're learning Yerideya. In Yerideya, we follow Rav. That was the Gemara that we skipped in Chulin. And Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph. Minoha Milsa Dam Rabbanu Zil Basarubah. You follow Rav. In a Chayshe Mishpat, you're talking about Dini Mamanis, and there the rule is, in Holchim Imamin Achar HaRoiv. When it comes to Dini Mamanis, you don't follow Rav. That's what the Prima Godim answers. The question is, the answer doesn't make sense. In Holchim Imamin Achar HaRoiv means you can't be Moitzi Mamin from a Muchzak based on a Roiv. Here the Shechet is Muchzak. The money is in the I'm the Shechet. The Shechet is in my pocket, or in my bank account, or in my mattress, wherever I keep my money. My mattress, I keep all the money. So you want me to pay you for killing your behemoth? You gave me a chicken, or you gave me a behemoth to shecht. I made it in a vela. So you screaming, I'm an Adam Amazik. I made you a behemoth in a vela. I made your chicken in a vela. I say I'm the world's biggest expert. I'm a big, not the world's biggest expert. I say I'm a big mumche. And the roiv says, roiv mitzvah meitzah shechita mumchem. The roiv of the people who get involved in the shechita know what they're doing. So I say I belong to the roiv. So the Prima Godim says, and holchem amamen achar harayiv, you don't follow Rav. What do you mean you don't follow Rav? To be moitzi mamen from a muchzak, but here I am the muchzak. Here the Rav is supporting the muchzak. So what's pshat in the Prima Godim?
Maybe he means more of there's a towing here. Not that it's mamen, but it's a towing. Prove to me that you're a muchzak. And so some of the like, you know, person claims a star is muzuyah, and then says the star is not muzuyah, but you'll have to give me kind of a star.
Even when there is a towing, you don't follow Rov to be motzi from a muchzuk, but to support the muchzuk, you do follow Rov. Even when there is a towing. Yeah. No, so you have to add on to this Prima Godim. Prima Godim has half of the answer. The answer, he claims the answer. I think Rav Lezer tells his teretz is the best teretz. I don't know. The Shach just poses the question. He says it's not the same. He doesn't explain why. So I thought Rabbi Lezer tells us that is the Pashat answer. But the Prima Godim doesn't say it like this. Prima Godim says, in Mammon, you don't go Basarayv. But it's the Fakeret. Here, the Rav is supporting the Muchzak. It's not Lahotzi Miyara Muchzak. What does he mean? So we said over last week from the Avdi Nezer, and Ksubas Daftesam and Aleph. The Avdi Nezer asks this question. Forget about Rav. Hamotzi Mahaber, all of her eye. Whenever there's a Sufik Mammon, so you say the Muchzak wins. So the Shechet is the Muchzok. So he's trying to say the Shechet is an Adam HaMazik, Sheloi Ba'ayinaz Gomur, and the Shechet claims that it was an Ayinaz Gomur. Why don't you say, HaMotzi Mechavei Olav Harai, the Shechet is Muchzok, and the Toveya, the one who wants him to pay, the burden of proof should be on the Toveya to build up a case. So the Avnei Nezer explains that Ayinaz Rachmana Patre is a Hafkwas Chiyuv. It's a poter. On the normal circumstances, the din is Aron Mamazik is chayv to pay. So the Shechet clearly made the other fellow's chicken an avela. So he's clearly an Aron Mamazik. No two ways about it. The only question is, if he's such a big expert, then we declare it that it's Aynes Rachmana Patri. So in order to be considered Aynes Rachmana Patri, you have to have a Vadois that is an Aynes. If you're not sure, that's not called a Sofik. Avnei Nezer talks about two different cases where a person is potter from paying. Sometimes there's no chiyuv, and sometimes there is a chiyuv, but there's a poter. Like one of the Talmidim gave a mashal when we were learning Hilchas Nida, so we were learning about chatzitzas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person was tovel in a mikvah later on, he finds that there's a chatzitza on the outside of the body, so that's a suffix. A suffix whether the tefillah was good or not. He doesn't know whether the chatzitza was present at the time he was toivo, or the chatzitza developed after the tefillah was over. So it means you have a suffix whether the tefillah was good in the first place. So then we say he has to be toivo again. He's beches kastuma. But if a person finds a chatzitza in the beis hastorim inside his in his mouth, and the beis hastorim don't need biasmayim. So if it doesn't need biasmayim, he can't say that there's no tefillah. So what's wrong with the chatzitza in the beis hastorim? So Siri Dvos came up with an idea that a lot of Achreinim like, that Chatzitza, the Beis HaStorm, can only be with the Rabbanan. It doesn't make sense on the level of the Raisa that there should be a Chatzitza in the Beis HaStorm. But that doesn't necessarily seem to be the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. A lot of Achrenim, the Marsham, and a lot of the other Achrenim, they like that Ritva. The Chatzitza based on is only the Rabban. But in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't necessarily appear like that. But in Shulchan Aruch, it does say, if a person was Tovel in the Mikveh, and he finds a Chatzitza in the base, Hastarim, and he has a Suffolk, whether that Chatzitza was present before he was Tovel, or developed after, so it says, Beferish, you go to Kula. So Ramosha writes in his Chuvas, does that indicate clearly that Chatzitza Bebeis HaStarim is only Midirabbanon, so it's a Suffolk Dirabbanon. If it would have been a Din Deraisa, so it should be no good, the same as Chatzitza on the outside of the body. Ramosha says, no, it's not the same. Chatzitza on the outside means he was never Tovel. If you have a Chatzitza, it means you were never Tovel. A Chatzitza on the Beis HaStarim, where you don't need Bias Maim, you don't have to open up your mouth in order that the water should go in. So what's wrong with the Chatzitza? You have to have Chatzitza as a Posel. Chatzitz and the Beis HaStarim is a posel. So whenever a person, he knows that he went to Mikveh, the suffix is, did he have a posel? So it's Becheskas that there was no posel. If the suffix is whether the person had a chatzitz on the outside, chatzitz on the outside of the body means it was never tovel. There never was any tefillah at all. So it's a suffix if he did tefillah. Suffix if there's a chatzitz on the outside of the body means it's a suffix if he ever did a tefillah. So a suffix if he did tefillah, so you go to Chumrah. But here where he was Vadai tovel, just the suffix, was there a chatzitza in the Beis HaStarim when he was tovel? That's a vadai tefillah with a suffix posel, so it's becheskas that there was no posel. So the same over here, the Avdenezer distinguishes. There are two types of situations where a person doesn't have to pay. Sometimes there's no chiyav mamon, and sometimes there is a chiyav mamon, but you have a poter. So if you say, oynes gomer, adam amazik, oynes gomer, that's a poter. So you only consider it a poter if you know bevadois that it's there. Because the person is becheskas chiyav, until you establish the bevados that you have the poter. So that's what the Prima Gadim considers that. Tamoitza Mechavera, all of Harai. He says, Ein Holchem Mammon Acher Haroiv, you can't follow Roiv to be Moitzi Mammon from a Muchzak. I, but the Sheikhet is Muchzak here. The money is in the Sheikhet's pocket. The answer is no. The Sheikhet is a Vadai Mazik over here. He killed the other guy's chicken. He was Menabel, the other guy's chicken. So he's Becheskas Vadai Chayiv. The Shaila is, do you have a poter or not? So you only have the poter if you have a rove. So that's considered a rove. The hotzi moment miyara muchzok, because the chiyuv adam amazik, it's becheskas chiyuv. We consider it as if the balabas who brought me the chicken is the muchzok, because I'm becheskas chiyuv over here. Just a mashal. There's a gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. There is a din of ba'ol avimo lo yishalim. So the gemara has a ba'ol avimo is by a shoyel. So it says, Oshoyel is Chai Bionsin, only if it was not Ba'ol Avimo. If Ba'ol Avimo be Malachtov, the one who, the Shoyel, is in the employ of the Mashil, the one is lending me his automobile, is doing something for me at the time that he lends me the automobile, so that's called Ba'ol Avimo. So if an Einus occurs, I'm not Chai. So the din is that not only does Ba'ol Avimo pater by Einus, by Shoyel, it paters also by Gneva Aveda, by Hashem Asachar, and it even patas by Pshia. Well, the Ba'al Avimo patas by Pshia is a machlekes in the Gemara. We paskin that it does pata. That's called Pshia bebailam. Ba'al Avimo patas even by Pshia. So the Gemara has in the beginning a Perek HaShoel. The Gemara has a couple of cases that are suffic, if it's called questionable in halacha, well, it's called Ba'al Avimo. So it's a teiku. The Gemara has a couple of cases that are teiku. So what do you do if you have a case? The fellow was a shoyel, and it's a sofik ba'al avimo, and the shoyel was poshea. But if it would be ba'al avimo, then he would be pata. So if it's a sofik, so you should say, I'm moitza machaber olav harayim. So the Raman paskins in those cases, the Gemara has teku, so the Raman paskins, if you have a sofik ba'al avimo by oines, by a shoyel, or by gneva v'aveda, by shemasocha, by a shoyel, then the sofik is not chayiv, because hamotzi machaber olav harayim. But a sofik ba'al avimo by posheya will be chayiv. So the Magen Mishnah asks why. It's the same hamotzi machaber olav harayim. So he says the Rambam goes l'shitasai, that the Rambam thinks that posheya mitam mazik. How does that help posheya mitam mazik? But ba'al avimo is potter by posheya. So what does it help? That was the Raivitz kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that posheya mitam mazik, that a shomer who is posheya and the shmir of the pikotin, the fact that his chayv is considered adam amazik, so even poshe by karka and by avodim will also be chayv, even though karka and avodim The shoyl is not chayv the onsen, and the shamasoch is not chayv gnei v'aveda. But karken avodim, you will be chayv if you do a pshe. You will be chayv because peshem mitamazik. So the rabbi asks on the Rambam, how can he say peshem mitamazik? By mazik, there is no ptura bol of imo, and we paskin la locha that pshe bebailam is potter. So you see, it's not peshem mitamazik. So the rabbi asks the kash on the Rambam. So obviously, the Rambam is not bothered with the kash. Peshem mitamazik is only if you're a shaymer. If it's bol of imo, so you don't have the dinim of shaymer. So what is it? What did the Magen Mishnah explain over here in the Rambam? The Rambam paskins on the cases in the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaShoyel. The Gemara has an Ibayid Leib Shita of certain cases, whether it qualifies for Balavimo. Let's say the Mashil is in the employ of the Shoyel, and he's doing a Malacha that's less than the Shavu Pruto. He's doing an Avera Malacha for me. He's doing some crazy Malacha. So the Gemara has an Ibayid Leib Shita, whether that's Shoyel Lassas Bapachas B'Shavu Pruto Mahu, or Shola to do a Reviyah or something. Ansarik Vava Menal. So the Gemara has a Teiku, whether it's called Balavim or not. So the Rambam splits the Psak and the Teiku. He says, a Sufik, whether it's Sufik, whether Balavim or, so you'll be Potter from Gnei Vaveda and Onsen, but you'll be Chayv and Pshia. Why? The Magen Mishnah says, because Peshemi Tamazik. How does that explain it? So this is the Hezmer Alpi Pashtas. Peshemi Tamazik means that the guy is really Chayv and Balavim is a Poter. Masheni came by a shemesoch is chayv and gnei b'aveda, or shoyl is chayv and onsin. So whenever it's balavima, the chiv doesn't get off the ground. There is no chiv. It's not that it's a poiter. By shem itam mazik, so you have to say balavima is a poiter. So whenever you have a vaday chiv with a suffic poiter, that's considered becheskas chiv. Masheni came if you have a balavima by gnei b'aveda by onsin, that's a suffic. Was there a chiv or not? So that's what the Prima Godim says over here. He says that the shach meant to say that there's a difference between Yerideya and Choshe Mishpot. That in Yerideya we follow Rav Avada. That's the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. But in Choshe Mishpot you're talking about Dini Mominis. So the rule is in Holchem Mamon Achar HaRav. It can't be Moitzi Mamon based on a Rav. Aye, but over here Fakert. Here the Rav is supporting the Shoichet. The Rav is in the support of the Muchzok. The Rav is not to be Moitzi Mamon from the Muchzok. So the answer is no. Like the Avnei Neis explained in Ksuvah's Daf Tes, that since the Shoichet was Vadai Mazik, he was Menabel, the other guy's chicken, so he's Vadai Mazik, he's Becheskas Chiyuv, so it's considered as if the Balabasa brought him the chicken to Shecht, as if he's Muchzak on the moment. And the Sofik is whether the Shoichet has a Poiter, Avonis Rachmana Patra, that's a Poiter, so whenever you have a Sofik Poiter, so it's Becheskas Chiyuv, so that's considered in Holchel Amamen Achar HaRoif. You can't follow Roif to be Moitzi from the Cheskas Chiyuv. He's Becheskas Chiyuv over here. Anyway, that's the Shach Dalet. The Shach just points out that here you follow Rav and there Chosh Mish, but you don't follow the Rav. It leaves it to your imagination to understand what the difference is. Good. So this is the way we read the Gemara. This is the way the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban, Miotamotsui, Lachatchili Shabi Boidek, Medirabbanon, fine. That we rely on the Rav Mitzui Meitzah Shechita Mum Chimhen. You rely on the Rav if it's Lesi Kamon the Libdike. If the fellow's here, I should really test him to see if he knows Hilchah Shechita. I can't rely on him. I'll ask him, do you know Hilchah Shechita? He'll say yes. He'll say yes, I know it very well. He may be any Adesh, any Adesh. That's what the Beis Halevi points out. I may not even know that he doesn't know. It may be such an Amoritz. So you have to fahar him, you have to ask him questions. So the Shulchan Aruch says, but since there is a Rav, so it's not necessary to faher him, to give the Bechina before he shechts. You can allow him to shecht on the smach that you're going to give him the Bechina later on before you eat it. And then if he disappears, Lesa Kamon deliver the Kefi, disappears afterwards, so the din is at its mutter anyway, because you have a right to rely on the Rav. That's the Shita that the Mechaber is quoting. That's the Rif and the famous Ramban. The Ramos says, V'yesh Omrim, the Ramos is quoting a different Shita. And the Shach just points out that this Ravon and this Arzaruah doesn't really fit in well into the Gemara and that base on the base, the whole sugya. They say like this that you really the Yesh Omrim, the Ramah quotes the other Shita in Lismoch Halachazak Elibidiyevet. You shouldn't let a person shecht a chicken or a behemoth on the smach that you're going to faher him later. You should really faher him in advance. Also the same as the Rif, that even though there's a Rav Mitzui Meitzah Shechita Mum Chimhein, you should faher him. You shouldn't rely on the Rav when it's Efshel Libdok Bikal. it's easy to faher. But this faher should be, the bechina should be before he shechts. But once he shechted the animal already, even though he's here, it's not necessary to ask him any questions. So the Shach just says it doesn't really fit in well into the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so. Okay. So the Ramah quotes such an opinion. So the Shach of Katan Hay is trying to figure out how it fits into the Gemara. Good. So, Shaila, how you read this sugya? It's not that relevant. The Ramah says the whole thing is not so relevant today. You see the last line in the Shach and Hay. The last line in the Shachs of Katan Hay. Lefid Dibrei Harab Bahagah Ein Afkuse B'chol Zeh. This whole Ravon that he's quoting, and he quotes it from the Fanagah Soshri, who quoted it from the Ozarua, the whole thing is irrelevant today. Why is it? What's the pshat in the last line of Shach? Why is it irrelevant? Because the Ramos said the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that you have to get Kabbalah. So you get Kabbalah. So we don't rely. We don't allow a person to Shatn unless he got Kabbalah. So the whole thing is irrelevant. It never comes up such a case that the guy's going to shecht based on Robin Sui Meitzah Shchita. We're going to rely on him based on Robin Sui Meitzah Shchita Mumchemein. The Divri Harav Bahagor that you have to have Kabbalah, so the whole thing doesn't come up. Here they talk about it, they treat it like as if there was a cherem. It's a strong minig. No one should shecht. We shouldn't permit anyone to shecht unless he has Kabbalah. What if you have a big Shas Hadchak? Here the Yad Ephraim quotes a whole tshuva from the Chavis Yoyer. Rabbi Kivega refers you to the same Chavis Yoyer. They all refer you to the same Gil Yamashah. They all tell you to look in the same Chavis Yoyer. What was the story? Every village had a Sheikhet, and the Sheikhet has a right to get sick once in a while. Doesn't have a right, but he got sick. So right before Pesach, and the Sheikhet is sick, and he's laying in bed, and he can't shecht any chickens, and he can't even be biting anything. So what are you going to do? So the people are going to have to have milchiks for Pesach. They want to have for the Seder. They want to have for Simchas Yon. They want to have flesh. So they have another discussion. They have a person who knows how to a person has Kabbalah only to shecht chickens, but he doesn't have Kabbalah to shecht flesh, to shecht behemis. And it's before Yontif, and for the sake of Simchas Yontif, maybe you're only Yotze if you have flesh. Not if you have chickens on Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. There's only mitzvah of kibud v'yonik. So eating barbur and mislav v'dogim, that's good enough in the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. But maybe on Yontif, not only is there a mitzvah of kibud v'yonik, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of kibud v'yonik, but the Rebbe Kabbalah, in Navi Yishai, it only says it by Shabbos, and the Rambam says we carry it over to Yontif also. That's the famous Rambam that's against the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says the kibud v'yonik is only on Shabbos, not on Yontif. But the more famous, the Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. The Rambam says that all the four dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yontif. Zocha v'shamar are the mitzvah sesem and atar in the mitzvah slosei asei. Zocha means to say kiddush and shamar means not to do malacha. So those carry over to Yontif, the zocha v'shamar, and the two medirei kabbalah, kibud v'yonik, also carry over to Yontif. So that's what everybody always assumes, that kibud v'yonik carries over to Yontif. But eating flesh on Yontif is not only mitam oineg, it's also mitam simchas Yontif. There's a mitzvah of simchas Yontif. So that's why they raise the possibility. That's the Pischei Tshuvas of Katan Aleph. Was also quoting the same Chavis Yor. Everybody's quoting the same Chavis Yor. So he quotes that maybe if one is not in fulfillment of Simchas Yontif by having chicken, maybe that's good enough for Oinik, Shabbos, but maybe it's not good enough for Simchas Yontif. So he's not sure. He's not sure. Maybe the Yad Ephraim writes in parentheses his own comment, Lefiyan Yizdaiti. That's the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim is Amar Margolis. He's adding a comment. He says, when you say you're not Yotze with chicken, you have to have flesh. That's Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim. And the Gemara in the first paragraph, Chagiga, quotes at Tosef, the Gimel Mitzvahs, the Tava Yisrael, Bal Yosem L'Regel. When the Jews are L'Regel, they have to bring three korbanos, Ria, Chagiga, and Simcha. So Simcha is only, there is no, Simcha is a Shlomim, a behemah. So you're not Yotze with chickens. There is no korban from the chickens. What do you have? You have an oil soif, you burn the oil soif on the Mizbeach. So you don't need anything. So eating is always going to be a Bisar Behema. So he says, Lefina is dating there, maybe Bizmancha Besh Amigdush Hayekaim and Simcha required Shalmi Simcha Shlomin. There is no Shlomin from Torah Mabinei Yoinah. There's only Chata Soif and Oil Soif. So of course you have to have Dafke Bisar Behema. But Bizmana Zeh, what is there? Ain't Simcha Ela Bebasra, ain't Simcha Ela Beyayin. So maybe for the purpose of that simcha, maybe that's good enough with chicken also. So that's a deal over here. That's the Shaila. The Ar Ephraim is arguing with the Chavis Yoyer. Are you Yoytzei Simchas Yontif if you have chicken, or do you have to be Mehada Davke to have flesh? So the Chavis Yoyer assumes it has to be Davke flesh. He's talking about a Shas Hadchak, that the Shechet in the village only knows how to only has Kabbalah to shech chickens. And then there's a guy comes, he doesn't have Kabbalah, or in other case, let's say he's an Avelis, and Minigas and an Oval doesn't shech. So what if the Oval is the only one who knows how to shech that's going to be laid in Shulchan Aruch? What if the Oval is the only one who knows how to shech Behemoth, and it's Erev Yontav, and he's not going to shech Behemoth, they're just going to have chickens, and they possibly won't be Yotze Simchas Yontav by eating chickens. So that's a machlekes between the Ar Ephraim and the Chavis Yoyer. Is that a problem or not? Does that pose a Shas Hadchak? Let him eat chickens, Vosits. It'll be Yotze Simchas Yontav by chickens. So that's the same Shaila by a Chasana. A Chasana is supposed to be, or Sheva Brachas, not supposed to be Milchik, supposed to be fleshy. A lot of people make Milchik Sheva Brachas. Remember there was a bachur of Nishiva, he told us he was getting married, he's going to have a Milchik wedding. So we told him that it's not right, he's supposed to have a fleshy wedding. And then he said, no, he's going to have a Milchik wedding. So then someone said, they're going to show him the tshuva from the Maram Shik. So one of the Rabbanim brought in the Maram Shik and said, hey, look at it after the wedding. Didn't want to look at it. Then we found out why. He was the youth director in that shul, and he had to have the wedding in that shul, and he didn't trust the hashgacha on the flesh. So he only trusted, he knew the hashgacha was good on the milchiks. So that's why he had to have a milchik wedding. He had no choice. Happened a few years later, he got divorced. Doesn't necessarily show one way or the other whether it was right, but he got divorced. Okay. It's a musmach in the yeshiva. So the shaila is, by wedding, the pashtus is a sheva brachas, is a suda simcha, not only the chasana. The Suda of the Sheva Brachas later in the week is also a Suda Shal Simcha. So it should be Fleishik, it shouldn't be Milchik. We assume Ein Simcha Lebebasa. It's supposed to be Fleishik. So the Shabbos doesn't have to be Fleishik, or can you give chicken as well? So there's a humorous little sefer that's called Piskei Tshuva. It was written by a person who claims that he was a Dayan in Lodz before the Second World War. I don't know, I remember we used to have Rabbi Mendelbaum was in the library. He says he knew him and he wasn't a Dayan in Lodz. Okay. But the guy in the sefer claims he was a diner lodge, and he has a humorous collection of Mar Mekaymus from Achreinim, and that he writes, this is the believe it or not of Halacha, and he's telling you every sefer, every chapter and verse where it is, because these are unbelievable things. If you wouldn't look it up and see it with your own eyes, you wouldn't believe that Achreinim said this. He quotes a humorous Mar Mekaymus. So he quotes, usually everything is from a sefer, from printed svarim, and here and there he quotes things from the Ger Rebbe, who was a Rebbe before the Second World War, the Beis Yisrael, I guess, whoever was the Ger Rebbe at that time. So he quotes, this Shaila, is it necessary for a wedding to be fleshig, or can it be chicken also? So the Ger Rebbe says, it's a Shaila, depends on this machlekes, whether simcha is only with flesh or with chicken, and if he can't afford, the flesh is more expensive than the chicken, so he says, at least he should have a minion, at least he should have 10 people should be served besar behema, and the rest of the guests should be eating chicken. Based on this, on the first page in Yeriday, whether you yotze simcha with chicken or has to be davke flesh.
By a bris,
the Mogen Avraham quotes the two opinions from the Maharil. No, from the Shaloh. Two opinions from the Shaloh. The Mogen Avraham says in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, it says it's not right to have a Suda Gedoyla on Erev Shabbos, so it says you shouldn't have fleshiks on Erev Shabbos. So what if they have a bris on Friday morning? Is it okay to have fleshig bris? So the Shaloh writes that he had two rabbeim. So one of the rabbeim would participate in the fleshig bris on Friday, the other one wouldn't. And the Shal Machlekes was, does the bris require, is it a suda shal simcha? So it really requires fleshigs. So if it didn't require fleshigs, so I'm not doing anything wrong by having a fleshig bris on Friday. Or do you say, no, you can really have a milchig bris, so it wasn't necessary to have fleshigs. So you want to make a hida mitzvah, that's not right. At the expense of Fleish Shabbos, you shouldn't have a Fleshik bris on Shabbos. So there's the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the two opinions from the two rabbis of Shalah Shaloh. Yeah, that's if it's on an Erev Shabbos. And on a weekday, the minhag always was to have a fleshik bris.
On Shabbos, you just need one meal with flesh, or do you need all the sudos with flesh?
The Gemara says that kvod yom odif mikvod lailo. And there's Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Zohar says Faketa, Kvod Laila Odif Mikvod Yom. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Atzad Shavasha Behem, they both agree, the Gemara with the Zohar who say opposites from each other, but they both agree that there's a separate din of Kibud First of all, it's probably not covered. It probably means oneg. Okay, it's probably lav dafka. We usually assume that what's kibbutz and what's oneg. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the end of Hilchos Yontif, the last siman, Hilchos Simchas Yontif, he says that kibbutz means all the hachanas that you do in preparation for Shabbos in advance of Shabbos. And oneg is when you eat the food, when you cook the cholent on Erev Shabbos, that's kibbutz. When you take a shower in Erev Shabbos, that's kibbutz. When you vacuum the rug and you set the table, that's kibbutz. And oneg is when you enjoy it, when you eat it on Shabbos. It's probably lav dafka, whether you talk about kvod yom or kvod lav, it probably means oneg. Okay, that's lav dafka. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Atzad HaShavah Shabem, you see from the Zohar and from the Gemara, they say opposites from each other. They're both saying there's a separate chi of oneg balayla and a separate chi of oneg bayom. It's not just one chi of oneg for all of Shabbos. If you say that oneg means that the person eats food that he enjoys, so he should have at least one meal bayom and one meal balayla. Yeah, but oneg is just Onig is judged subjectively. That says the Mechaber quotes, what if you have such a person who enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating? I haven't met such people, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about such unusual tzaddikim. They enjoy fasting better than they enjoy eating. So his Onig Shabbos is judged subjectively. He enjoys fasting, so let him fast on Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why. The Gemara says if a person has a scary dream on Friday night, and he wakes up on Shabbos morning and he's frightened from the dream, if you're not frightened, say, just laugh it off and you forget about it. And if you're frightened about the dream, then the Gemara says, you're obligated to fast the Tainus Chaloyim. So the Gemara says, you even fast the Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos. Aye, but it's also to fast on Shabbos. So the Acharonim have two explanations why the Darkei Moshe by the Ramah. On the bottom of the Torah, Hilchos Yontif, talks about this head, the Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos, is the Gemara says, you fast the Tainus Chaloyim, I feel the B'Shabbos. What about on Yom Tov also? Not explicit in the Gemara. So the Darkei Moshe has a machlokes achreinim. So he explains what's the issue. So he says, some say that the reason why we permit you to fast the Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos is because Oinek Shabbos is determined subjectively. And he would enjoy fasting more than eating because he's scared out of his wits. If you say like that Oinek is determined subjectively, like the Mechaber says, one who enjoys fasting better than eating, so learn to fast on Shabbos. That's his Oinek Shabbos. If you say like that, then there's room to say that Tainus Chaloyim should only be muta on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, in addition to the Chi of Kibbutz V'Oinek, the Rambam claims there is such a Chi of Kibbutz V'Oinek. Maybe there is no such Chi, but there's a din of Simcha. So Simcha maybe is determined objectively. Maybe only Oinek is determined subjectively. But Simcha is determined objectively. You have to have the bus of the yain, even if you choke on it, even if you don't enjoy it, Allah requires. So if you say like that, that is not, Simcha is not determined subjectively, so then there wouldn't be any hetter to fast the Tainus Chaloyim on Yontif. And most assume not so. Most assume Tainus Chaloyim is muta not only on Shabbos, on Yontif as well. Why? Because the reason why it's muta is a different reason. It's a shtikl pikoach nefesh. He had this frightening dream, and he thinks that someone's life is in danger. So that's a shtikl pikoch nefesh. A chaloyim is echem mishishin benevua, the Gemara says in the perik about all the chaloyim, in the last perik in Brachas. So he saw a dream that someone close to him is going to die. And then the Gemara says that if one fasts a tainus chaloyim, the same day that he had the chaloyim, it can break the poronus. It may break the gzeirah. So it's a shtikl pikoch nefesh. So if that's the reason why we permit the fasting Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos, then it would be mutter to fast the Tainus Chaloyim on Yom Tov as well. So that's the Ramah has that shaila.
How could Einig be subjective and Simcha not be subjective? Somebody is a vegetarian. He likes Luchik's feathers. So Shabbos he could eat, and you're going to force him for Simcha to eat meat on him?
That's what the Ramah raises, such a possibility. It says in Shulchan Aruch that let's say a person on Shabbos is aggravated about something terrible. Someone died and he's aggravated and he wants to cry. And he knows if he's going to cry, he'll get it out of his system and he won't be aggravated anymore. So it says in Shulchan Aruch he's permitted to cry on Shabbos. And what about Yom Tov? So does Shteknish in Shulchan Aruch. So that's a shayla. If I'm not mistaken, I think the altar from Slobodkin, when his son died, I think he died on Yom Tov. And I think that was the shayla that he asked his doctor. His doctor was a Talmud of had learned in the yeshiva. So I think that was a shayla that he asked his Talmud. What does he think? Whether the heter in Shulchan Aruch to cry on Shabbos only applies to Shabbos or applies to Yom Tov as well? That's the din. And the Darkei Moshe raised that din by the Tainus Chaloyim. Maybe Simcha is determined objectively. That's the halacha. You have to have basa v'yayin even if you choke on it, even if you don't enjoy it. Strange? Yeah.
If it's pikuach nefesh, why should the matter whether it bothers him or not?
apparently the only time the chaloim is to be taken seriously, that it may predict what's in store in the future. Let's say I watch a movie and the whole thing is a movie. I know the whole thing is a joke. So I have a chaloim. So if I wake up in the morning, what a nice entertaining movie. And a movie, my mother-in-law was killed, my father-in-law was killed, so a movie doesn't mean anything. But if I wake up and I'm nervous about it, then it's a different kind of it. Then we assume that a chalom is echem mishishim b'nevua. But if I wake up and it doesn't bother me, I think the whole thing is a joke and I laugh it off, then in that case it's not echem mishishim b'nevua. Whether he takes it seriously or not is an indication as to whether it was intended, to give him a message. Just for entertainment. Can an Ashkenazi eat Sfardi Shchita? I don't know. The one sheikh was a Sfardi. Okay, Ashkenaz only eat if the sheikh has Kabbalah, so you should give him Kabbalah. Okay. See, here they have discussions, is it proper or not for a father to give Kabbalah to his own son? And the same tshuva. And is it proper or not? That's in Pisgei Tshuvos of Cut and Base. He quotes from the Tshuvos Panim Iris, not from the Chavos Yireh. Panim Iris talks about it. Rabbi Kiveg also tells you to look in the same part of me is. Shlomo Eger tells him. So in the same tshuva they discuss, is it proper for a father to give smicha to his son? Is it proper for a father to give kabbalah to his son? So they say lechatchila, more correct is that you should get smicha and kabbalah from someone. Long come yesh likach lechatchila kabbalah mimi she'ena krova. Lechatchila you should avoid it. They quote a Tosfos here. Shlomo Eger quotes a Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Girus and the Gemara is Nikitna Rishus and Miyabu Mar, Babu Mar, and Mirab. I got smicha from my father got smicha from Rab. So you see, a father can give smicha to a son. That's what Reb Shlomo Eger quotes from this, from the Tshuvos Shvus Yankov. It's a question. I don't have a Shvus Yankov at home. Reb Shlomo Eger says that it's in Chela Gimel Simon Mem Dalid. Someone else says that it's in Chela Galachim. So that's a contradiction. Which Chela is it? I don't know. Got to take a look. Okay. So the institution of Kabbalah is something similar to the institution of Smicha. Then they talk over here about the Kabbalah Biksav. Biktas Mikam de Ramohas, Biktas Mikam is Nagam Hachmarod, Namakabu Nota Ksav and Achachm, the Rayush and also Kabbalah. Not just a man comes to town and he says, I have Kabbalah, take my word for it. No, he has to have Ksav Kabbalah. So the Prima Godim quotes over here that you should write the Ksav Kabbalah on paper as opposed to on parchment, because if you write it on parchment, it's a Ksav Shiochel Hizdayif. So a faker can take someone else's Kabbalah, erase the guy's name, and put his own name in. As opposed to if the Kabbalah, the Smicha, is written on paper, he won't be able to do that. So the Prima Godim in the Mishbet Zayzov, so Katan Tazai quotes from the Beis Lechem Yehuda, I think. Kasa beislech mihudo. Yesh litn ksav kabbalah. Ein litn ksav kabbalah al klaf, because the guy can erase the other one's name, and he says the wild things going on, as far as smichas and as far as kabbalahs are concerned, and he says it's better that we shouldn't talk about it. V'asim machsam lepi b'davar hazeh. I'm not going to talk about it. Interesting. They used to forge smichas. Okay. I think that's a different reason why. We paskin, the Gemara says, if you wrote a get on paper, on klaf, where it's yochel hizdayif, you can easily change it. So if you all day chasima karsi, if you all like the Tana Rav Meir edi chasima karsi, so every shtar kinyan is only kinyan because it starts off as a shtar raya. So if it's yochel his dive, so there's no shtar raya. So then the Gemara says it won't be good. If you wrote any shtar kinyan on a paper that's yochel his dive, it won't be good at all. We paskin like Rav Loza, the edi misira karsi. So therefore yochel his dive is okay. But the practice always was for many generations that they used to write the gitna klaf. And then there was a period of time that the Jews were so poor they couldn't afford to write a get on a klaf, so they shouldn't have written any gittin. But they didn't have that practice. They used to write gittin on paper. So in the later generations, when they already struck it rich, so they wanted to go back to the old practice to write the gittin again on klaf. So they said, Kadesh lo l'hotzi laz al gittin arishayim, since for a period of time they were writing gittin on paper, and if we'll introduce a new chumra to write the get on a klaf, some wise guy may decide that all the gittin that were given in the last 50 years were no good, because they weren't written on parchment, they were written on paper. And then they'll say that the children that were born from the second husband are all mamzerim, because the get was no good. So you're not allowed to introduce any chumras in gittin. Kadesh lo l'hotzi laz al gittin arishayim. That's based on the Gemara, the beginning of gittin. You shouldn't introduce any chumras. So that was a historical issue, why they insisted you should no longer write on klaf, because there was a period of time that they couldn't write on klaf, because they simply couldn't afford it. So even later on, when Chozer the Hashiru, so they said, we got to leave it the way it was and write all the gittin on paper. That's what they do now. The gittin are written on thick paper. They write it on paper. It's thick paper.
Writing gittin on klaf is a chumrah? Why is that a chumrah? There's a day of this, day of the whole paper.
No. But because originally they always used to write the gittin on paper, and then came a period of time they couldn't afford it. So then when they wanted to go back to the old practice, so they said, it'll look as if we're parceling up a get that's not written on cloth.
That's only if there's a day that, there should be only if there's a day that it's no good, that's too good, that looks like you're going back to
an hour. No, in the Gemara. The Gemara has the beginning of a get, and when the Shliach Lohilocha has to say Befan an Echtam, does he have to be present when the Sefer wrote the whole get? Or is it good enough if he's there when the Sefer started to write the get? So Gemara says it's good if he's there for part of the time. And what if the Shliach Lo Elocha wants to be Machmer? So Gemara says you're not allowed to be Machmer. He's not being Machmer like any Shita. There is no Shita like that. He just wants to sit there. He would prefer to sit there the whole time. Gemara says we wouldn't recommend it. Shouldn't look as if there's a Chumrah, even though there is no such Shita like that.
I think there's a one that says Ksav Shliach Lo Zayit is possible.
But that's against the Gemara. Gemara said the Feirish. That if you all like Rab Loza, Ksav Sheokh and Zayv is good. Don't know. The Ksav Sheokh and Zayv is Mizuy Petechai. Don't know. So I think it's against the Gemara. Don't know. So here, there's Ramor writes that you should have Yesh Machmirim, you should have Kabbalah Biksav. Yeah, we have a practice that you have Smicha Biksav. What is the mocha for smicha b'ksav? In the Gemara has smicha was conferred balpeh. What's the mocha for smicha b'ksav? So the Mishnah Brewer in Hilchas Chalamoid points out that there's a Mishnah in the last perek in Moed Kotten. Maseches Beitza has all of Hilchas Yontev. Maseches Shabbos has all of Dinam HaShabbos. Maseches Beitza, the Rishonim call Maseches Yontev, because it has all the dinim of Yontav. Then Maseches Moed Kotten is the little Yontav, that's Chalamoid, has all the dinim of Chalamoid. So in the last perek in Maseches Moed Kotten, perek Elam Megalchen, so the Mishnah writes, the Mishnah talks about what things you're permitted to write on Chalamoid. Ksiva is one of the Lamates of his Malachas. So you're not permitted to do Ksiva on Chalamoid. So it says, if you're allowed to write Tefillin on Chalamoid, sounds like you wear Tefillin on Chalamoid. Why are you allowed to write Tefillin on Chalamoid if the guy doesn't need it for Chalamoid? It's Tzorchei Amoid. There are half of the Tanaim wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontav. So if you hold, you wear tefillin on Shabbos, of course you wear Chalamoid. Shabbos is that we paskin, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontav, do you wear tefillin on Chalamoid? So that's a machlokes and rishon. So the Mishnah says that you're allowed to write tefillin on Chalamoid if you need them. Okay? Maybe it's according to those who wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontav also. Then it says certain letters you're permitted to write. So it says Igris or Rishus, you're allowed to write. So how do you pronounce the word and what does it mean? So some Rishonim pronounce the word Igros HaRoshus. Roshus means the government. How does it say? Al Tischabel HaRoshus and Pishnah and Pirkei Avos. Shouldn't get too buddy-buddy with the government. So some Rishonim read the Mishnah Igros HaRoshus if it's a government, the government requires that you have to fill out some form on Chalamoy. Okay, so you're allowed to. And others say no. Igeres Hershus, he's sending a letter. Have a good yontif. How's everything? Stam Igeres Hershus is mutter, provided the guy's gonna, the one to whom I'm gonna send the letter is gonna get to read it on yontif. So I'm making a simchas yontif to him. I'm writing how everybody is, how the grandchildren are. Everybody's okay. This one had his operation. Everybody's feeling okay. Shein. And others in the Mishnah Berurah quotes other rishonim say Igeres Hershus. What's the lashon there in Sanhedrin Daf Amud Aleph? Nekitn rishus amiyab amar v'amamar merav. Netilas rishus. Netilas rishus is the terminology that they used to use in the days of the Tanoim for smicha. I got, it's not exactly smicha, something past smicha. Smicha just means that he's qualified, he knows how to learn. So the Mishnah says, what if a person has a smicha and he judged in a din Torah and by mistake he was mechayves hazaka, chayves hazaka v'zika sachayv. He made a mistake in the psak, and he made the person pay money, and the din is that he's really potter. So the Mishnah says that he, the judge who paskin the dayan, who paskin incorrectly, is chayv to pay medina de garmi. If he's not a manasam biyad, if I say you're chayv to pay him $100, give me the money, I'm going to hand it over right now. So that's considered a ganef mamish, even though he's b'shegek. The dayan thought that he's muhiv to pay, and then later on he realized they made a mistake. So that's considered mamish a ganef b'shegek. So he's chayv, he's held responsible. But even the Gemara says, if loy natam and astam biyad, even if the dayan didn't say, give me the money, I'm going to hand it over. He just gives a psak, you have to pay him the money, and shut. And he knows the religious Jews, and religious Jews are going to listen to the psak. They're going to pay the money that they owe. So that's considered that the dayan is chayv medina de garmi. Since it's a bori hazeka, for sure he's going to pay the money. Today it's not so sure. Even after the dayan gives a psak din, they go to court and they overturn the psak of the dayan. It takes forever and ever till a religious Jew pays the money that he owes. Yeah. But in the days of the Tanaim, that was considered bari hazeka. That once the dayan gives a psak, it's bevadois that the balabatim are going to follow the psak. So he's chayv to pay medina de garmi. So the Gemara has a predicament. The dayanim who really know how to paskin dina Torah, they don't want to have to pay. They're afraid that they may make a mistake in psak. So they'd rather write, they'll publish svarim, they'll publish kisvayad, they'll give shurim and yeshiva. They won't go into dayonis. Who's going to go into dayonis? The morons, the idiots who don't know choshem mishpat. And the fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And they'll be happy to paskin it in turn. They'll make mistakes all over the place. So in order to encourage the good dayanim, the crackerjack dayanim, that they should go into dayonis, that they shouldn't run away. Same thing for doctors in the days of the Tanaim. If a roife shekilkel, the doctor was trying to heal a patient, and accidentally he harmed the patient. So the strictly speaking, the din is that he's chayv to pay. He's an adam mazik, like the shechet who made an avela is chayv to pay. He's adam mazik. So the rabbanim saw that the good. I know a doctor who learned by me, and he was afraid the insurance for malpractice keeps on going up so much. That doesn't pay to stay in medicine. So he went into business. He went into the business of medical supplies. He says he's richer than he ever was as a doctor. Now he sits in Mizrach and he's a very rich balabas and he buys up all the big aliyahs. He buys Mafta Yaina and everything. A wealthy man now. Because Mani was a doctor, he didn't make so much money. Now he's in medical supply. So in the days of the Tanaim, they were afraid that, I don't know, maybe this guy's not such a good doctor. I don't know, but the Tanoim were afraid that the good doctor is going to run away from medicine. So they said, Tol lo yishalmu. They said they're going to give special reshus from the government or from the Bezdin, based on Hefker, Bezna Hefker, that this guy's a crackerjack dayan and he's an expert doctor, and even if he makes a mistake and he paskins wrong, and even if he amputates the wrong leg, if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. This is in order to encourage real lamdim to remain in dayanis and to encourage very good doctors to remain in medicine. They shouldn't run away from the field. So that's called netilas rishus. That's called in the Gemara netilas rishus. So the din is tov lo yishalmu. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some rishonim interpret that Mishnah in Moed Katan, the third parak Moed Katan. It says that igros rishus you're permitted to write on chalamoid. So some rishonim say that what it means is the netilas rishus, that he has rishus from the reish galus or rishus. Reish Galutha in Bavo, a Rishus from the Nosei in Eretz Yisrael, that Tol Lo Yishalmu. That's like Smicha plus. That's more than Smicha. Not only does he have the right to Paskin Adin Torah of Abdini Maminis, we encourage him to stay in the field and to the extent of tolo yishamo. So he says the practice used to be that he would have it biksav, then the tilis rishus would be biksav. The Mishnah Berurah says, and it's based on that practice that they had in the days of the Tanoim, they had the tilis rishus had to be biksav. If I made a mistake, so how am I going to prove that I got rishus and I'm potter from paying? So the Reish Galusa and Bavala, the Nasi HaSanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael, would give me biksav, that he gave me in the tilis rishus, that tolo yishamo. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's based on that, that we have the practice today, that we have smicha biksav. That originally, apparently, used to give smicha bal peh. What do you have to have biksav? I don't think it's a yeshiva's bezden. If the Reish Galusa or the Nasi sees fit to give this guy, to encourage him that he should stay, and he should enter the field, to stay in the field of Dayanis, so they would give him the tilis vishus, and they would be allowed to write it on Chalamoid. Means if I'm not going to see him after Chalamoid is going to go away somewhere. So he needs the tilis vishus biksav now. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes those Rishonim and say that that's what the Mishnah means. Igris or rishus means the tilis vishus that tolo yishamo. Mishnah Berurah says that that's similar to our smicha biksav bizman hazeh.
How does that tour work?
Yeah, that's midin hefke bezn hefke midin din in the machusa. Yeah, the nasi hasanhedrin it works midin hefke bezn hefke, and the reish galusa is dina kedin melech. So that's dina machusa. Dina machusa is along the same lines as hefke bezn hefke. They both have the right to be mafke mamin if they think it's litikan amdina. So here they think it is litikan amdina. They want to encourage this doctor to stay in medicine. They want to encourage this dayan to stay in the field of dayanis. So that's the institution of Kabbalah. So that's what the Ramos says. So Bizman Hazeh. So the Shach wrote at the end of Sivkot Nehei, the last line of Sivkot Nehei. This whole issue would give the have to give him the faher before he shechts. So can you rely that you're going to give the faher after he shechts? So once he shechts, even his lefanei, you don't have to bother asking him. The whole machlek is the Ravon with the Ozeru against the way the Rif learned. The whole thing is irrelevant. Once you get to the Ramah, that the Ramah says we have an institution of Kabbalah, we don't permit anybody to shecht if he doesn't have Kabbalah, unless it's a big Shas Hatchak. That was the Shas. Is that called the Shas Hatchak? They have someone who can shecht oifas for yontif, but they don't have anyone who can shecht flesh. Is that called the Shas Hatchak? That you want to have flesh for yontif? Whenever there's a big Shas Hatchak, so the ki haigavne, you're allowed to violate the minig. That it's not proper to shecht unless you have Kabbalah. So that's the deal, and is that called the Shas Hatchak? So the Shach says, once you have the minig of the Ramah, that you insist that every shechet had to have Kabbalah, so there's nothing to discuss about the fahers. He had to have a bechina once before. He doesn't have the bechina now. He tells us, I got Kabbalah. We're not choshed that he's going to tell a lie. He tells us, I got Kabbalah. He comes with a ksav Kabbalah. Fartik, the bechina has already been taken care of in the past. It's all taken care of. Then the Shach has a discussion. When he's getting the Kabbalah, so he has to shecht a couple of oifas, let's say he's going to get Kabbalah shechita oifas. He has to shecht in the presence of a shechet who knows all the dinim. A rabbi shechet knows all the dinim. So does he say a bracha, ala shechita, he's going to shecht one bird, he may make it in a vela. He doesn't have Kabbalah yet, he may not know how to shecht properly. So the Shach says the meaning is that you shecht two birds together. That's the last line in the Shach. Kuli haylei chashini sheisnab l'shneim. You shecht two birds together, so even if one turns out to be in a veil, the other one will not be in a veil. So even if he said the bracha, if you're only going to say the bracha and shecht one bird, so he may accidentally make that one into an veil, come out that your bracha was a bracha about tova. Normally you're not concerned about that chashash. You always say the bracha over lasiyasim before you start to shecht. You're not afraid you're going to make an veil. That's because he already has Kabbalah. We have already established that he knows what he's doing. But that when he's in the process of gaining the Kabbalah, and he's showing the rabbis and he knows how to shecht, so maybe he's going to make it an avela. So the Shach says the minig is that you shecht two or three at a time, and for sure one of them is going to be good.
The animals are traits that we also consider that a bracha
levatola? We assume it's a bracha levatola. Yeah, and Simon Yutes, the Ramos says that Simon Yutes is a Simon about brichas hashchita. So the Ramos says if you had a reise, had a leidas hasofik on an animal while it was alive, that you're going to have to check it. You can't always check everything while the animal's alive. Most of the treifas you can only check after you shecht the animal, then you start fishing around inside the cavity inside. So if you have a latest hasafik, then maybe there's a treifah, so you shech without a bracha, and then you'll be bodik later, and then as soon as you discover that it's not a treifah, then you say the bracha. So that was the long shach there, so Kotan Gimel should be paskan like that, Ramah, that you're allowed to say a bracha lachar asiyosim. The Rambam holds he never allowed to say a bracha lachar asiyosim. And this Ramah is based on the Ozarua, that you may always say by mistake, if he didn't say the bracha before, he can only say the bracha lachar asiyosim. So the shach says, maybe over here it's different. It's like the Gershon is Gayer, that the Gemara said, he cannot say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzoyse b'tzivonu oivel asiyosim before he's toivel in the mikvah. Akati gavra lachazi, he's not Jewish yet. So he can't say the bracha before. So maybe this case in the Ramah is similar to that case, Hakati Gabra Lachazi. He's not allowed to say the bracha before. He knows that it's a suffix, it may be a treifa. It'll be a bracha levatola. So under these circumstances, everyone would agree, maybe the Ramah would also agree here, that you should say the bracha lachar asiyos. But if you shech the treifa, if you know it's a treifa, we assume that you don't say a bracha. On the page, I think they quote a Chubas Rashi, that Rashi's opinion is that since Shechitas treifa is mitar midei nevela, so you always say a bracha, even if you know in advance that it's going to be a Shechitas treifa. There's nothing wrong with it.
By the time you finish checking all the simani treifas, you're not going to, it's not going to be way too far after the Maaseh Shechita?
He doesn't have to check all the Hilchas treifas. There's a reis that this particular animal fell down a flight of stairs, so you have to check maybe the edges of the, what do you call, the ribs. Maybe they punctured a hole in the lungs. So you just have to check the lungs. You have to check everything. So the Ramah says, after you check the lungs, then you don't have to be choshish about the other choshish, about the other treifas. So you say the bracha then. It shouldn't be too long after. I forgot already who. Someone on the daf quotes this Chubas Rashi. The Rashi's opinion is that it's Shechitas treifas, matam dein avela. So there's room to say a bracha even on Shechitas treifas. But the Ramah assumes not so. Ramah assumes that if it's a treifa, it's not mata bachila, you don't say a bracha. Yeah. Now the Shach Sekot Nazayin quotes a chunk from the Darkei Moshe to explain what's going on over here. What happens? We're relying on the Rav Matsui Meitzu Shechita Mum Chemein. We assume that the guy knows Hilcha Shechita. So he's been shechting for the last couple months. And then someone decides, let's give him a faher. Rabbaran Alevi says, no, you don't have to give anybody any faher. It's not Roy Mitzuyim, it's called Mitzuyim Meitzah Shechita Mum Chemein. They had to be a Ragro quoted Rabbaran Alevi, it's a cotton dollar. And the Rashban, the Torah Sabbais, quotes the Rif, and the Ramban defends the Rif. Whenever there's a Mir Tamotzim in the Rabbanan, you have a Chayvah's Bedika. So let's say Rabbaran Alevi was running the slaughterhouse, and he never checked anybody. Everybody came to Shechting away. Shechting away the last couple of months. Then Rav Aharon HaLevi retires and is under new supervision. And the Rashba takes over and he says, we got a faher the Sheikhet. Faher the Sheikhet, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know Hilcha Shechita at all. So do we say we were relying on the Rav all along? Rav Mitzvah Metzvah Shechita Mum from him. Now we discover that we made a mistake. There was no Rav. This individual Sheikhet doesn't know anything about Hilcha Shechita. So do we ask everything Lemafreya? Or should be assumed, no, Mistama he knew Hilcha Shechita, he just forgot everything now. Just forgot everything yesterday. So this Shaila is discussed by the Chuvas HaRashba and by the Aguda. So the Chuvas HaRashba says, L'chumre, that's Akol L'mafreya. Yes, everything L'mafreya. It's a glory Muslim L'mafreya that he didn't know Hilcha Shechita. So everything is awesome. And the Aguda says, L'hokil. Aguda says Lahoka. So the Darkei Moshe thinks that there's no stira. He thinks that they both agree with each other. They're talking about two different cases. The Rashba is talking about a case where he never had Kabbalah. The Rashba, they didn't have the institution of Kabbalah in the days of the Rashba. The institution of giving Kabbalah to the Shochtim was an Ashkenazi practice. The Rashba was a Sfardi. Rabbi Yerucham, I think, is a Talmud of the Rosh. He follows in Ashkenazi Minhagim. So he says that Rabbi Yerucham is talking that he once got Kabbalah. So we know for sure he passed exams. There was at one time he knew Hilcha Shechita. So we assume that he forgot Hilcha Shechita the last possible time. Hashem came, the Rashba is talking when he never had Kabbalah. They never had such an institution. So you don't know if he ever knew Hilchos Shechita. So there we ask everything Lamafreya. Misofik, yeah. What is it? This is Misofik or this is Bitoris Vaday? Yeah, ask everything Lamafreya. Is this Bitoris Sofik or is this Bitoris Vaday? So Shlomo Eger on the bottom of the page writes on this Ramah, Kol Masha Shocha Trefa Vaday, Lo Trefa Rak Misofik. He quotes the Chuvah's Beis Yankiv. Usually we don't accept what the Beis Yankiv said. Beis Yankiv has a lot of things to say, so usually he has been outvoted. But once in a while, we quote him. And once in a while, we do accept it. So he says over here, he thinks that this is a trefa b'toras vada. Why? How do you know? Simply, it says over here, you have to kasha all the kelim. That's the Chuvas HaRashba. But you have to kasha the kelim. The kelim that we cooked flesh the last couple of months, by now it's Eine Ben Yomo. Kli Sheine Ben Yomo is only requires kashering midirabon, min haTorah, le'asa Torah l'kadera bas yoma. Kli Sheine Ben Yomo is nosin tam levgam. So whenever you have a suffix on the food that you cooked in, have a suffix whether the food is kosher or treif. So if the food is still a fanenu and it's a suffix, is it nevela or shchuta? A real suffix deraisa. We say suffix deraisa lechumer. If you have a suffix, if you have a suffix on the pot, whether the pot is treif, and by now the pot is already in Eina Ben Yomo, so that's a suffix derabana lekula. If I would have, let's say I have some flesh, I cooked it in a pot, and it's cooking in the pot right now. So the suffix on the pot, now it's Ben Yomo. The suffix on the pot is Ben Yomo, the suffix on the flesh is here. So that's suffix deraisa lechumer and everything. So if I'll wait 20, if I'll empty out all the food, I'll give the food to a nochri. I'll sell the food to a nochri, misofik, it's a nevela trefa. And the pot is now a suffix derais. I'll wait 24 hours, and the suffix on the pot will now be converted into a suffix derabonim. So that's what the Achrayim call, Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he refers to this, that's called nizgalgel. Suffix derais is shenizgalgel liyaz derabonim. The suffix began, the ideas, the latest suffix was when the food is still cooking in the pot. So right now, at the moment of Yediyas HaSofik, it's a Sofik Derais on the food, and a Sofik Derais on the pot, so you have to go to the Chumrah. If I wait 24 hours, after the cooking of the dreifus, now the Sofik has rolled on, it's been rolled over to become a Sofik Derabana. But since it started off as a Sofik Derais, so that's a big machlekes in Achrenim. Many Achrenim hold that that's still Sofik Derais in the Chumrah. Sofik Derais in his Galgali is the Rabbanan, it's still a chumrah. But if the latest asafik was, I already cooked the food in the pot a long time ago. The pot is clean now. Shaila was, that food that I cooked last month in this pot was a treifanas. If I have still food in the freezer, so the food is a safik deraisa. But on the pot, the latest asafik is at a time that it's only the rabbana. So then you would go lukula. So here the Ramah quotes the Tshuva Sarashba, that you have to kash all the pots. Well, you have to kash all the pots. I should say it depends whether the pot is still a binyam or the pot is ain't a binyam. The answer is that this is osa lemafreya, not betara sofik. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Eger quotes. He quotes the Tshuva's Beis Yankiv, but this is osa lemafreya betara vaday. How can it be betara vaday? How do you know betara vaday? The answer is behema b'chaya b'cheska sisar emenes hashivar alach b'men ishchato. I baruba b'chazok ruba adiv ropen so he made tishchita mumchim heim. There is a behema b'chaya b'cheskes yisra, but Robin so met the shechid mumchim. So the answer is no. Harei am horetz l'fanecha. You fahered them. So that's what he calls tarte l'reyusa. What does the Gemara have? Mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. The Tosfos in Chulin. We just learned the Tosfos the other day. That's this gigantic Taz in Sif Kot Nevav. Quotes this Tosfos from Daf Yudam and Aleph in Chulin. It's Daf Yudam and Aleph. Is that the right Daf? Here's a chulin. Yeah, Yes, Daf Yudim and Aleph. Dibra Maschla Sakin Israel. We're learning the Machlegs of Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, and then Tesis gave three Pshatim between Rav Chizda. So this whole Rabbein Yeruchim, this Psak that the Ramo gave over here, we fahed the Shoichet for the last 9 months, the slaughterhouse is under the supervision of Rav Aaron Halevi. He says, you know, la la mevaz anybody. The guy steps up to the bat, he's ready to shech. There's no need to check. So the Rabbarna Levi is the Rav Amachshi, doesn't check. Then the Rabbarna Levi dies, and the Rajbo takes over the supervision. The Rajbo says, we got to check. He checks, and the Sheikha doesn't know anything. It does not Hilchah Shechita. So do you pass a lap lamafrei everything or not? So it's a stira between the Tshuvas HaRajbo and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Ramo made this compromise. So this Rabbeinu Yeruchim, where is this Rabbeinu Yeruchim? This Rabbeinu Yeruchim is on Daf Yud and Chulin, based on the Aguda. Excuse me, it's not the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's the Aguda. It's the Aguda on Chulin. The Aguda is like the Rosh, but it's a kitzur shorter than the Rosh. He was a Talmud of the Rosh. So this Aguda is on, has nothing to do with the Aguda organization. It was way before. I remember when I was learning Yeridaya. So we didn't have an Aguda at home. So my father Shul had an Aguda. So one day I borrowed the Aguda from the shul. So I was walking home. So one of the Balabatim was upset. Why I'm getting involved in politics? Why I'm looking in the Aguda? It has nothing to do with the Aguda. The Mizrahi has nothing to do with the Mizrahi either. This is Sefer Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi has a commentary on Rashi Alter. It has nothing to do with the Mizrahi either. The Aguda is not the Aguda. The Mizrahi is not the Mizrahi. Nothing is the same thing. So this Aguda, this whole machlek is the Tshuvas HaRashba, but the Aguda and the Ramo made the Pshara, whether he had Kabbalah, didn't have Kabbalah, the whole thing appears in the Aguda and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Taz, so the Aguda says, Tosis gave three Shitas, and he says he's going to, the three Shitas in Tosis, if you remember from last week, the three Shitas were, what's Pshat in Rav Chizda? So the Aguda holds that we should pass like the third Pshat in Tosis, Svek Svek, and based on that, he thinks that you can be Mekel over here, in this case. So the Taz says, I don't understand Bechalal, what's going on with the Aguda? We don't pass like Rav Chizda. What does it matter that Taisus had three Pshatim and he's telling me which Pshat we're going to accept? All the three Pshatim are not accepted. You don't accept any of them. The Gemara says, we pass like Rav Huna. The Shaila was, you shechted a behemoth, you shechted 13 behemoths. Tleisa Chevosa, they shechted 13 behemoths. And then later on, they checked the knife and they found the pegima. They don't know whether the pegima developed shema or nivgima. Maybe the knife developed the pegima before you even got to shech the first one. Maybe the pegima developed in the mifrekas, in the spine, of the 13th behema that you shech. After all of the shechitas, but obviously they don't know whether before or after. So that's machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was mekel. We don't accept Rav Chizda's opinion unless Sheba bought samas. Unless he used this knife to bang bones afterwards. Thomas Avadai Pagan. So that's a Ruba Delesa Kamon. That's Ain't Sofing Baitzimidevadi. He says the Lashon. Even though Behema Bahaya Beches Kasisa, there's a Chazokah, but there's a Ruba Bechazokah, Ruba Adif. The Rav is that Shibi Bat Thomas made the beginning. So the Gemara says on Amid Beis, on Yud Amid Beis, Hilchasa Kerav Chizda Beshibi Bat Thomas, Behilchasa Kerav Huna, Kishalai Shibi Bat Thomas. So that's what the Taz says. This long Taz in Sifkat, I don't understand the whole Aguda. He says, I have to present to you the case. Chila natik moitza dinze. I'm going to present the whole source of the whole din. V'hakach mai de kashan la megavo. I'm going to tell you what my kash is. So he presents it. The Aguda appears on Daf Yud, and Tosis gave three pshatim within Rav Chizda. What a shita is based on. The Aguda has adopted the third shita, and based on that, he paskins over here. So he says, Pilip loin, we don't paskin like Rav Chizda. Only Sheba bought Tzama, so the whole thing doesn't apply. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So it's a Pella. The Taz thinks we should not accept this Aguda. And the Shach defends the Ramo. He thinks that the Psak is good. So the Reb Shlomo Eger here in the Gilya Mashor quotes from the Tshuvas Beis Yankiv that when the Rashba said everything is Nevela la Mafreya, he didn't mean Mitoras Sofik, he meant Mitoras Vadai. Why? Because it's a Tartel Reyusa. What was Tartel Reyusa? So that Taisus on Daf Yud Amud Aleph and Chulin quoted the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Nida. The Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph was quoting a Mishnah in Mikvah. What was the Mishnah? Mikvah Shenimdad v'nim Tzachoser. the rabbi from the community has to check the mikveh from time to time. So once a month he goes in and he checks, he sees that the mikveh is mole. And then people are tovel in the mikveh. Every person is tovel in the mikveh takes out a couple of drops of water. And there's evaporation also, even if no one is tovel, evaporation, fine. So then some people were tovel in the mikveh, you were tovel kalim in the mikveh. Then at the end of the month, he comes, the beginning of every Rosh Chodesh, he comes, he sees that the mikveh is below the point of memsah, doesn't have memsah. So you don't know when did it lose the memsah. Did it lose it at the very beginning of the month, the end of the month, middle of the month? So what's the din? Are the people tamitor? What's the law? So there are different opinions in the Tanoim. Rabbi Tarfon was Mekon, Rabbi Kiva was Machmer. So we paskin that all the people are tamei b'toras vaday. That's called tarta l'reyusa. What's tarta l'reyusa? Even though on the one hand the mikveh had a cheskas malei lehokel, and you should assume that it lost the memsah as late as possible. But we have two strikes against it. You have tarta l'reyusa. You have all the people, all the kelim have a cheskas tuma. So you should tell of chazaka they're still tamei. And then harichasa l'fanecha. I see now that the mikveh doesn't have memsah. And that's called chazaka the hashta, going backwards. Just like this chazaka the mekor, going forwards. If you know what the situation was a month ago, you should assume status quo, nothing changed, it stayed the same. So Rabbi Kevege writes in the tshuva, the Gemara has in Kiddush and Daf Yigimo, the same thing in the reverse. A man was mekadosh and nisha with a trinket. We don't know whether the trinket was shavar puta a month ago, 3 months ago. We don't know. We didn't hear that the price changed. No one has any records what the trinket was worth at that time. We go to the store now, we see that they sell 10 for a penny. So this little trinket is less than a shavar puta. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin Yud Gimel, we have the right to assume if today it's less than a shavar puta, probably 3 months ago it was also less than a shavar puta. That's chazaka the hashta, going backwards. Rabbi Kevege says it's the same as chazaka the mekor, going forwards. Chazaka means status quo, things don't change. So if you know what it was last month, you assume it didn't change. If you know what it is today, right, you assume it didn't change. You assume it was the same. So that's what the Gemara says here. Harichasa lefanecha. You see that the mikveh today does not have memsah. So we should extrapolate, we should go backwards and assume it never had memsah. I know last Rosh Chodesh it had memsah. So the minute after the Rav checked it, must have lost the memsah, because I have the chazaka the hashta. That goes backwards. So the Gemara calls that tarta the reyusa, and that's considered tamei b'toras vaday. It's not only b'toras sofik l'chumra, it's tamei b'toras vaday. Tarta the reyusa is vaday tamei. So that's what the Beis Yankiv says over here. This Tshuva HaRashba says you have to kasher all the kelim, even though the latest sofik today on the kli is when it's Eina Ben Yomo. The reason why is because it's not a sofik that you should have the right to say sofik the Rabbanan l'kula. This is b'toras vaday. It's problematic. What's b'toras vaday? The kelim didn't have a cheskas treif. The behema b'chaya b'cheskas sisa, I noticed. Behema was b'cheskas sisa. And I find now, we had a roiv against it. Rabin Tzvi Meitzel Shechita Mum Chameim. So you really should say ruba b'chazok or ruba adif. But I see now that the sheikha does know hilcha shechita. So he calls that tarte l'reyusa. I see today he does know hilcha shechita, so I should extrapolate backwards and assume that he never knew. He never knew hilcha shechita. If we once forheard him, so then it's a chazaka keneged chazaka. He did know, and now I say he doesn't know. So then the Rabbi Yeruchim thinks that if he once got Kabbalah, then you attribute the loss of knowledge to the latest possible time. But if he never had any Kabbalah, then he holds that that's a tarta l'reyusa. So why is it a tarta l'reyusa with respect to the kelim? It should just be a tarta l'reyusa with respect to the flesh. The answer is, if it would have been a suffix, then you say on the kelim, suffix the rabbanon kol. But once you say it's b'toras vaday, you say the flesh is also b'toras vaday. And I cooked the flesh in the pot, so the pot became treif, b'toras vaday. It's no longer, if it's suffix, so you can say a suffix on the flesh, you go to chumrah. Suffolk on the pats, you go the kula, because it's already any ben yomah. Once you pass ganois b'toras vaday on the flesh, then it's a vadois that I cook the flesh in the pot. So the pats are treif, b'toras vaday. So you have, today it's any ben yomah, so you have to kashim the rabbana. But you can't say sveka the rabbana l'kula. It's a vaday, it's not a suffolk. The shayla on the flesh was always get paskin b'toras vaday. So maybe the pats are also going to be also b'toras vaday.
It happened at the latest time.
So that's what the Shtaz claims, that forgetting knowledge is also chasaviyasa. That's this long Taz Vav. That you should say chasaviyasa here too. He says the Rabbi Yeruchim is the one who was Mekel because he paskens like the third opinion of Taisus. If he would have adopted the first opinion, so here forgetting Hilchus Shchita is like chasaviyasa, like the water keeps on evaporating. That's what he tines. If he would have adopted the first opinion, wouldn't have been the same. Okay. Then you have the Shachs of Kotn Ches introduces a new kasha to make life more cheerful. It's good to know. In Simen Pei Aleph, here the Taz also. Look on page, everybody has a different edition. In my edition of the Yeridei, it's page Gimel on the first, Gimel Amen Aleph, the first very wide line in the Taz. So he quotes from the Mordechai Perek El Treifus. He quotes a Rishon I never heard of him, Rabbeinu Yosef Kol Tzuf. I thought there was a misprint, so I looked up the Mordechai. That's what it says. That was his name, Rabbeinu Yosef Kol Tzuf. I don't know what kind of a name it is. That's his last name, Kol Tzuf. Probably like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem Bonfi. So must be a French name, Kol Tzuf. Pleasant sound. Must be some French family name. Anyway. So the Mordechai there quotes this big machlokes harishonim. By the time it got to the Yerideya, they don't have the machlokes harishonim. But in the Torah Habayis, it's a big world war between the Rashba and the Ra'o. We spoke about it a little bit. They milked the cows and they made cheese from the milk. The milk couldn't last so long. So they milked the cows and they made cheese, and the cheese is sitting in the refrigerator. It's a half a year later. Then we shecht that cow that we made the milk and the cheese from. Lo and behold, it has a treifus. So the whole reason why we can drink any milk and eat any cheese is because we assume Rav Behemus Ksheir Zayn. We don't know whether this animal is a treifa or not. We assume the Rav Behemus are not treifas. But now it's a Gloy Mosul affair. This animal is a treifa. And I have the cheese made from this animal. So do I have the right to eat the cheese? So the answer should be no. So that's a big machlekes and Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, Yushtalav Chazaka, you assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Not only does chazaka mean status quo, you assume that it didn't change at all, chazaka even means if you don't know when the change occurred, you attribute the change till as late as possible. That's the simple reading of the beginning of the Gemara Nida. The Gemara says, Mikveh Sheninvad V'nim Tzachaser. So the Gemara says, we were moide the mikveh, I mean, at one time it was mole, and we don't know when it lost its memsor. So we should assume that the change occurred as late as possible. It just lost the memsor yesterday. Everybody who was tovel in the course of the land path, everybody's tohar, and today it lost so much water, it doesn't have memsor. So at least in the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara assumes that there are two dinim of chazaka. One chazaka that can extend to the very present mamish. The man gives a get, and he's a choyla zokin, heinich a zokin a choyla. So the Mishnah says, in gittin dap chav ches, nosin lo b'ches kashu chai. You assume the husband is still alive. And then the other chazok is, you know for sure that it changed. You don't know when the change occurred. You have the right to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. That's how we pass in Hilchos Avelos. You don't know, the whole community was killed by the Nazis in this week. You don't know whether the person was killed on the first day of the week or last day of the week. So we assume, Yechshtal Avches Kaschai, you assume that the person was killed later in the week, the latest possible day. But not all the Rishonim agreed to that. The Ra'or, Baron Alevi, said that was only a Havamina in the Sugya Nida Dav Gimel. Once you get to the Maskon of Tarta L'Meyusa, that's exactly what's rejected. There is no such din of Chazaka that if you know for sure that it changed, you assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Chazaka only means when you can extend the status quo till the very present. Once you know for sure that it changed, there is no such din of Chazaka that you assume that the change occurred later. So Rabbi Nalevi lost over here. We don't accept his opinion. In the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin that there are two dinim of chazok. The one chazok that can extend to the very present mamish makes sense that should be a stronger chazok than a chazok that you're just postponing the change, assuming that the change occurred later. So here they have, so they assume that there is such a din of chazok. The only shaila is, chazok means if I once knew that the mikveh was molei, I once checked my body, I saw I have no chatzitzis. I checked the sack and I see it has no pegimus. Now I shecht and I see it has pegimus. I have tovel and mikveh, I say I have chatzitzis. I don't know when the chatzitzis occurred. When did the change occur? So that's one of the considerations. You should assume that the change occurred as late as possible. But over here, I shecht the cow, I milk the cow and I make milk and I make cheese. that's based on a roif. Roif behemis k'sherusin. Now, half a year goes by, a shech that cow, and it turns out that it's a treifa. It has a sirch on the rei. So where is there a chazoka? Well, chazoka means if I would have passed the cow in front of a x-ray machine, and I knew that it didn't have a sircha 6 months ago, and now I see a shecht, and I cut it open, I see today does have a sircha. So then you discuss, one of the considerations in the chalant is going to be, you assume the change occurred as late as possible. We have rejected the Rabbar and Alevi Shita, we follow the Tosis. Tosis says, the Rashba, that there is such a din of chazoka, to postpone the change. But here you never knew in the first place, you only knew based on the Rubalesa Kamon. Is that called a chazoka? That's vital machlokes harishonim. So we're mekel on that too. That's called chazoka dosim mekerach ruba. Chazoka is not only if I saw with my own eyes, I know bevadoyos. I checked the tzitzis yesterday. I know the tzitzis are not torn. So today, if you shtalav chazoka, you shouldn't have to check the tzitzis again. So it's a miyota. It's a miyota motzi. That's when the shulchan. It's a miyota motzi. Maybe the string's ripped. So that's why you have to check the tzitzis. That's what we mentioned. The contemporary poskim from the last 30 years, they say that today the strings are much better, and people check the tzitzis every day. It turns out to 10 years the tzitzis in the strings. So it's a mir shena motzi klala klala, unless the tzitzis got caught on a nail or something. So that's a later sasafik. But if the tzitzis never got caught, so what are you checking about? It's a mir shena motzi klala klala. Mir shena motzi, you're not mukhiv to be biting. So getting back over here, So we do accept such a chazaka, to assume that the change occurred as late as possible, but there's a machlekes harishayim, is that only if you had a yediyah vadoyis, I checked the tzitzis, I know bevadai, I checked the knife, the sakin, I checked my body, I have no chatzitzis, I checked the mikvah, I know that it was molet, I know yediyah vadoyis, what if I only know, I'm milking the cow, I know that it's not a treifa, how do I know? Based on a ruba d'leisa kamon. So and now I discover that it is a treifa. So why don't you just say it's a glory Muslim afreya that you made a mistake, that this behemoth is from the miut, it's not from the roi. What do you say? No, I knew 6 months ago that it was not a treifa based on ruba d'leisa kamon, and that's called chazoka d'oisa mikerach ruba. I have the right to assume that the status didn't change till as late as possible. Just developed the treifas yesterday, and all the milk and all the cheese b'shaita was kosher. So that's already a step after the step. Rabbaran Alevi denies the whole thing in the first place. There is no such thing. He says, once you get to the Maskana Sagmara, Rabbaran Alevi better kabbais on the Torah Sabbais. He says, there is no such thing, bechlal, to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. That's not called the chazok. So we have outvoted Rabbaran Alevi. Then there's a further machlekes, Toysis and the Rosh. Is this called the chazoka? I never knew the idea of Ados that the animal had no trephis. I know based on a Ruben Alesa, come on. So we are mekel on that too. We say that's also called yediya, and it's a chazaka dasa mekach ruba. And I find the treifas today, you don't say, well, it's a glory Muslim afreya, we guessed wrong. This animal's from the miut, it's not from the roiv. We don't say like that. We say, when I milked the cow, there was a roiv, and now I see it's a treifa. I say, the treifas, I attribute the change in status till as late as possible. Easier would be to say it never changed, it always had a treifas. So instead of saying that, we assume not so. That's in Simen Pei Aleph. That's in Simen Pei Aleph. We have rejected the Ra'or. That's Simen Pei Aleph Siv Beis. Vina Shinasa Mechola Be'eman, and it's a treifa, what's the din? We assume, like I just developed. And then now, on top of this, now there's a machlekes, the Mechaba, the Ramo about the details. The Ramo is more makel than the Mechaba. Okay, the Ramo is very makel over there. So now the Shach in Sifkot Neches wants to know, how does that compare to this case over here? This case over here, we don't know if the Shechet Nuhil Cheshchit. We say, Robin, so he made the Shechit Nuhil Cheshchit, you follow the Reif. But now we check the Shechet and he doesn't know anything. So I should say, he doesn't know anything, so it's a glory Muslim affair, everything was also. Right? If he never had, how did the Ramon make a compromise between the Rashbo and the Aguda? If he never had Kabbalah, so I say, it's a glory Muslim affair, he never knew anything. So why don't you say the same by the Behemah? I milked the cows. I don't know what the story is. With my eyes closed, I say, Rov, like over here, Rov ben Tzumet, Zishkitim Umchamehim. I say over there, Rov Behemah Sakshevus. Then I shech the cow today, so the jig is up. I see the Behemah does have a treifus. So it's a Glod Milsalam Afreya, belonged to the Miut. It never belonged to the Rov. How come a Mekel over there? Hakamasimim pe'alef sif beis v'mekel. When we say there's such a thing as chazaka das mekach ruba, say the same over here. Why do you distinguish whether the sheikh had once had Kabbalah, he never had Kabbalah, but he was shechting under the supervision of the Ra'or for the last 9 months? The Ra'or says you don't have to ask any questions, because Rav Mitzvah Yimei Tzachchidim says in the Gemara, Rav Mitzvah Yimei Tzachchidim Mumchim Heim. Today you check him, the Ra'or dies and the Rajba takes over. The Rajba says you got to check. We check, he doesn't know anything. So why do you say, Siglod Milson Mafrei, he never knew anything? Why don't you say he knew, and he does know now, he forgot? And we attribute the forgetfulness to this latest possible. How did the Ramah make a compromise between got Kabbalah, didn't get Kabbalah? It should be the same as the milking the cow.
That depends how you learn the Mishnah Eisel Shvita. You learn that as a psychological thing that he wouldn't have shechted unless he knew. So it's not that there's a need. The whole chazaka doesn't exist for him.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. So the Shach doesn't say that. So the Shach works on this kash. That's the Shach Siv Kot Neches. Shach Siv Kot Neches works on that kash. That's a very good point. Let's see, Vaita, what's Siv base? He gives Shver Chilukim. The Shach gives us some of them are very good, some of them are Shver Chilukim. Okay. What's if cut and base? Yeah, you say a shaykhid who does not hilcha shchita also lechel mishchitas has to know every single pischi tshuva by heart. So the mechaber says no, he has to know what's a shayla. If you ask him what's a din in this case, he says kosher, and the din is not so. So then he's out. But if he says what's a din in that case, I would ask a shayla. I don't know. I hold that's a shayla. He's not mechuyev to know every single detail. Ein tzach she'yedei kol chiluk yadinim. Elamayim al-davaz al-yisim mistapik v'shayla. We ask a shayla, that's called yadei al-loymar hilcha shchita. The Lashon HaGemara is yadei al-loymar hilcha shchita. That's what achronim ha-medak. Yadei al-loymar means he has to know how to say bal peh. He has to know how to say bal peh. And he says, what you have to faher him on? Okay. Then Siv Gimel is enough in a Gemara. What if you know he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita? I know that he does not know Hilcha Shechita. Then the Gemara says, Osa Lechon Mishchitosa. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it may be an Avela. And Behem Abachaya Bechaz Kasis. The Gemara says, Hocham Askinon, Shochat Lefaneinu, Beis V'Gimel Pomim, V'Shochat Shapa. We were watching a few times in his Shech Tzvah. He does know Hilcha Shechita, but he watched the other Shech, and he does like they do. So Mao de Tema, the last couple of times he shechted in our presence a few times and he did it correctly. Mao de Tema, he probably did the same now. Kamash Malan, you can't rely on it. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Then there's a Shaila, the second half of Siv Gimel. Mishi Yad Moshani de Hilcha Shechita. We know he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. But if Acherim Rai Moisam, then it's Mutta. Is that Mutta Lachatchila Zanon Le Mutta B'riyevit? The Mechaber holds that it's mutar lechatchila. Yicholim liten lo lechatchila lishchet and macher roim al gabo, provided that the acher watches mitchila beatzav. The Ramah thinks yesh machim. That's only b'diyevet. When it says in the Mishnah, when it says in the Gemara, mishen yedeh hilcha shchita acher roim de al gabo, is good. That's only b'diyevet. It's not good lechatchila. Then Siv Dalid is a Gemara that we skipped. That's a Gemara on Tessa Merala, on Yura Meralef, where the Gemara says. This is a machlekes, and we're mekel on this. Let's say I had a chicken at home and I was going to shecht it. And somebody clearly broke into the house, stole a lot of jewelry, and stole a lot of things in the house, and they shechted the chicken, and they left it in the kitchen. So they say, Rav Mitzvah Yimei Tzachchidim, on the ganav also. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, and we're mekel, yes. But it's only the Shach, the Mechaber says, if it's Nignavu, it's only provided Rov Ganve Yisrael. If the majority of Ganovim in this region happen to be Jewish. What if the Rov Ganovim are Sfardim, like in a neighborhood here, they're not the Yisraelim, the Nochrim, so then Sfardish and Nochrim, so then you assume that the Nochri cut the neck of the chicken. So then it's not going to be kosher. The Shach always has. What the tain against the Levush? Shach the whole Yeridei. Every page he's always saying the Levush made a mistake here, the Levush made a mistake there. So he says there's some kind of a strange Levush over here that if Roiva Ganovim are Yisraelim, Yemekli, he says there must be a misprint. It's so wrong. It's so out of off kilter. There has to be a misprint. That's the last line in the Shach Yutes.
Another Tesco's Kashrus or Mizid is a row, whether it's if a Ganav did it.
Right, that's what the Beis Halevi has a long discussion. He thought that was the machlokes, the Rashba and the Rav, and he has a long arichas on this, whether the cheskes kashrus applies when the guy is anyway a ganef. How can you say it's based on the cheskes kashrus? Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch we pask on lahakam. If roiva of the ganof my Yisraelim, then we go lahakam. Then you have about cheres to be cotton shachtu. They don't have the money, so Yidechanemisim doesn't apply to Cherish at the Bekotten, so it's only good if Achirim Rai Moistim. So here they discuss what's exactly Cherish. And the Mechaber writes in Sifei, quotes a Gemara from the first, from the beginning of the beginning of the first paragraph of Chagiga, when the Mishnah talks about Cherish at the Bekotten. So Cherish, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah in Trumas. The first Mishnah in Trumas says that the Chamisha Loi Truma bin Tomer Ein Trum Osim Tumah. There are five people who are not allowed to be Mafish Truma, and even Miriyevit is not Chal. So three of them are cherish to be cotton because la b'nei daya ninu. So the Gemara says cherish adibur chachamim uchamakum is einu shamei v'einu medaber. If he's a deaf mute, if he's shamei or medaber, then he does not have the din of a cherish. So that's what it says. That's what it says in the Gemara at the beginning of Chagiga. Here on the daf, some of them quote that there's a Yerushalmi that says not so. But we don't accept that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi wants to say we shouldn't accept that brisa. The cherish adibur chachamim uchamakum is einu shamei v'einu medaber. We assume it's only einu shamei v'einu medaber. The Pashto says here on the bottom of the page, in my editions, the bottom of page Dalet, the last line, the Yad Avram, tells you to look in the Tshuva Zichron Yosef. Ebenezer Simon Yud. Zichron Yosef is by Yekish Goyen, Yosef Steinhardt, and he's, the Oros HaMelech also refers you, he has a Tshuva, about the years ago they didn't know how to treat syphilis. So if a man got syphilis, it would affect his, it would keep on spreading in the body till it spread to the nervous system, and then he would lose his seichel. So they had asylums, where they had hundreds and hundreds of people all over Europe, were like insane asylums. The people started off with syphilis, then they had no way to cure it, so they became labaneda. So there are a lot of Jewish women were agunas. So there was a good Samaritan, a rabbi wanted to make a buck. So he went with all the women, and he went to each husband, and he said, "Do you want to give your wife a get?" And he said, "Sure, why not?" And they're Masada getting. They didn't know what they were talking about. These husbands with syphilis didn't know what was going on. So one of the rabbanim realized, "What's going on here? They're writing getting for mamash sheita. The man doesn't know bechlav what's going on." So he started making a whole tumult about this. So he wrote a whole letter and he sent it to all the Rabbanim that they should all get involved. And then he published a collection of all the letters of all the Rabbanim. So one of the Rabbanim that he sent a letter to was the Oros HaMelech. This was in between the First and the Second World War. I think this might say after the First World War. So Oros HaMelech writes, "I can't pass in long distance. You have to look at the person to see whether he's a bardas or a la bardas." But he says the best tshuva on the topic is the Zichron Yosef. He should follow what he has. So part of what he has is that there's a difference in halacha between a cherish and a shaita. And he says a cherish is not only ena shemeh v'ena medaber. A cherish means retarded. And the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Gemara, a person who was ena shemeh v'ena medaber, a deaf mute, would be retarded because there was no way to communicate with them. But he says, the Zichron Yosef says, we have sifim and Ebenezer. You have people who are shemeh or medaber, but they're retarded. So he says they have a din of a cherish. So a cherish is kiddushin derabbanan. A shaita can be a super genius. He can be the world's biggest genius, but he thinks that he's she thinks that he's Cleopatra, or he thinks that he's Melech HaMashiach, whatever. He's a genius. He's a multimillionaire. He's talking on 10 phones at the same time and signing checks and sending out bills and everything, but he's crazy. He thinks he's a Melech HaMashiach, whatever. So a shaita is the rain. So a shaita isn't even kiddushin derabbanan. And a cherish is kiddushin derabbanan. So that's the shaila that bezman hazeh, if you have a deaf mute who can be educated, so that's what the Rashash is ma'ore in Gittin on daf Ayin Aleph, I think. He says that today that they have a school in Berlin to educate the deaf mute, so it should be that he should be considered a bardas. Very schwer. Those who want to say he's a la bardas, very schwer. It's a mum. A deaf mute is a mum. That's not a la bardas. La bardas means retarded. So they talk, that's cherish. And what is shoita? Shoita means deranged. What's shoita? So there are three simonim. The Brisa has three simonim in the beginning of Chagig. Yotzi yechida balayla makarek suso halom bebeis hakvoris. Yotzi yechida balayla means that he's, what do they call it? He's not in touch with the reality. He's floating out. He's floating out of the house. He doesn't know what he's doing. He walks off on his own. Mekarek suso. He doesn't realize what he's doing. Alom beis hakoros has hallucinations. He thinks that he's getting communications from the dead. So these are real nutcases. These are mishugoyim. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara where they need hushu kulumbo or beechad mehem. So we paskin, the Gemara paskins. Most of us, afilu ba'achas mehem, most of us, derech shtus. Let's say he's part of a play, or it's a practical joke or something. So he's ripping up his body, making him believe he does know what it is. But he knows what it is. It's all part of a play or something. So it's only if he's also some derech shtus. The Shach says he has to do a derech shtus three times. That's the Shach of Gimel. If you do one of the three things, but you have to do it three times, you don't have to do all three. You have to do it a few times. So then, that's taka shaita. The shaita is a labarnas. Shaita is, what if the person is a shaita the dover echad? Everything else, he functions very well, but he thinks he's the melech hamashiach. So what's the din? Is that considered a shaita? So they, in the days of the Rebbe Yehuda, there was the whole story with the Kleve get, that the man got married. Kleve is a city in Germany. So the man got married, and then on Shabbos, Shevet Brachas, he was supposed to have Shevet Brachas by the girl's family. In the morning, the Shabbos morning, they came to bring him to shul. He wasn't there. He had disappeared with all the money. It was a Shem Shabbos, disappeared with all the money that he had. So they were looking, and they found that he ran away to a different village nearby. They asked him, "What did you run away for?" He said, "They're running after me." He was, what do you call it? Paranoid. He thought they're out to get him. There's nobody out to get him. He's running away to England because they're out to get him. Well, who's out to get him? Then they calmed him down. He should live with his wife. Then he ran away again, a second time. So Bifl is Ashiya. So they insisted, the parents of the girl insisted that he should give her a get. So he gave her a get. And the Rovin, I think the Rovin of Frankfurt, I think, was Masada the get. And the other Rabbanim said, I already forgot, the get was written in Kleve. So there was a machlekes whether the get was good or not. Is he considered a badas? He knew what he was doing. He knew what marriage was. He knew what divorce was. He understood everything. He knew what money. He took the money. He wasn't a moron. He wasn't an idiot. He was paranoid. He had a bug in his head. So those who held that he's a lot badas quoted the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus writes, "A cheru shayta bekot na apostle Eidus." Then the Rambam says, "A shayta, even if it's only a shayta the davar echod. For everything else, he functions normally. Shayta the davar echod is also apostle Eidus." So the Poshib Shat in the Rambam is, "Shayta the davar echod is apostle Eidus because he's a lot badas." So the Rambam doesn't. That's how many poskim quoted the Rambam. Rambam says Shaita Davechad is Allah Badas. So it happens that the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam said that Rav Moshe Paskin is not so. Moshe had a whole story about a man who held that he was Mashiach, and he was Masada a get for him. Even though the man said before he gave the get, he holds that he's still Mashiach. But what can I do? Nobody listens to me. So what can I do? So Rav Moshe held that it's good. So Rav Moshe quotes from an earlier tshuva from the Mabit, I think, one of the early Achrenim. That when the Rambam says that a shayta the davarachad is pasal eidus, he doesn't say because he's a lab bardas. He holds, Rav Moshe holds like this, Achren, that a shayta the davarachad is a lab bardas with respect to that thing that he doesn't know what he's doing. Respect to everything else, he is a bardas. Why is he pasal eidus? So he says the Rambam says a different reason why, because he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. A person is not mechuyev in mitzvahs is pasal eidus. So why is he not mechuyev in mitzvahs? Not because he's a lab bardas. Rav Moshe says no. He adopts this position of the Marit or the Mabit, whoever it was, I forgot already, that either you mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, that I'm not a kohen, so I don't have the mitzvah of eating truman. I'm not a melech, I don't have a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, but I'm a normal Jew, so I'm mechuyev in all the other mitzvahs. Either you mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, you're not mechuyev in any mitzvah. You can't be mechuyev lachatzoyin. So in that mitzvah that I'm a shayta the davar echad, I'm not mechuyev in that mitzvah, then you put them from all the other mitzvahs. But that doesn't make you a lab bardas with respect to everything else. That's Rav Moshe's position. That we mentioned that the Chelkas Yoyov has a tshuva. Chelkas Yoyov died before Rav Moshe was born, Muslim. So Chelkas Yoyov has a tshuva where he talks about the status of a shayta the davar echad. So he quotes this tshuva, Samarit, Mabit, whoever the Rav Moshe was relying on. And he has a sharp lush and he says, "Kol bar beirav dechad yoyma." Any bocher learned in yeshiva one day knows that he's wrong, that there is no such thing. A shayta the davar echad is a lab bardas against the Rav Moshe. He holds that it's not so. So I remember when we were learning Yeridei, so Rav Soloveitchik told over the whole story about the Kliva Git. It was so fascinating, so that inspired Rabbi Rakefet to write a whole long paper on it, to do research on it. Very interesting. It was a big machlokes, big halabaloo then. The Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva also about the Kliva Git. They all have. Nari Behuda has. They all the Gedolim at that time, they were all involved. Bnei Yeshua was also involved. I forgot already. I think they tell that story about the hafloa, no? The hafloa.
Yeah.
The hafloa was achsidisha. So how did he get a rabbonis in Frankfurt? The two brothers went to Germany. The hafloa with the Rebbe Rab Shmalka were brothers. And he went to Nikolsburg, which is Germany, Austria, whatever, and the hafloa became a rabbi in Frankfurt. How could that be? He was a young man, and achsidisha, all the strikes against him. Because the rabbonim, I already forgot, the Rebbe Rababa from Frankfurt wrote a tshuva. I already forgot whether in support of the Rav from Kliva, against the Rav, I already forgot which way. And when he died, so the Balabatim wouldn't accept anyone who had written a tshuva against their Rav. Anyone who was Mavaza their Rav. So the Hafloa had written a tshuva also against their Rav. I forgot already which direction, Lahok, Lahachmer. And then when they didn't, years ago, I remember when we used to write with ink, we used to use a blotter to dry off the ink. They didn't have ballpoint pens. This is a recent invention. When I was growing up, there were no ballpoint pens. So they used to throw sand on it. Used to use a blotter. So by mistake, the Hafloa threw the bottle of ink on the tshuva instead of pouring the sand. So he was prepared to write over the whole tshuva all over again. So his dayan told him, Shanginuk, they have enough tshuvas against the Rav and Frankfurt. You don't have to write another tshuva. So it's because of the mistake that he made. That's why he got the position. If he would have sent out his letter disagreeing openly with the Rav and Frankfurt, so he wouldn't have gotten that position. And they knocked off all the normal rabbanim, so they had to take achsidish rav. All the misnagdish rabbanim, they had all disagreed with the rav in Frankfurt. I forgot right which way he said. So the only ones that were left were the rebbe was these two. It was the shaila who should take which rabbanis, I think. So they went to their rebbe. I forgot about it. The rebbe Raber. They went to rebbe Raber to ask him which of the two brothers should take the rabbanis in Frankfurt, which should take the rabbanis in Nikolsburg. Anyway, that's the simon. Then he says you shouldn't give Kabbalah till the age of 18. I think there's a mistake here in the. I have to look in the Taz. The Taz in Sivkot and Tazayin. He says, "What do you mean? Is it a misprint? You shouldn't be makban al yosem yudches shana. You're not makban that the sheichet should be bar mitzvah. What does that mean?" But you're not makbid at anything past 13. I'm not sure what he means. He means you're not makbid on the age 18. The Ramah says at lechatchila you shouldn't give Kabbalah until the sheikhet is 18 years old. It should be miyushev. And then the Shach quotes the Marshal in Sidkot and Chavches and the Shach. He says that between the 13 and 18 depends on how miyushev he is. Doesn't have to be exactly 18. And that's what the Taz also writes. You know, the same Marshal, he says you're not always makbid on the age 18. Okay, we'll stop here. Bli Neder tomorrow. We'll continue.
I'm sorry. The Shach v'shem Marshal is it doesn't.